Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and welcome back on the NPA, on the Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you who would like to make contact with us, you may do so by simply emailing us. We also can be reached at LadyHagen@Yahoo.com, LadyHagen@Yahoo.com, or simply call us. We're live in the studio, 347-934-0207. God bless, and let's go back into the Wednesday morning service where we are here live with the first fruits.
I thank him, and I thank the Lord for this prayer line. Thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson, and I just can't thank the Lord enough for you, Mother Johnson. I thank the Lord for your experience, and I thank the Lord for your example.
Bless you. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We praise the Lord for all the praise reports, and at this time, the service is back in your hand, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Johnson. God, we've been trying to tell people that she's a mother to the nation. And thank God for her. All right, we want to have our prayer request time. You want to put your name on the prayer list. We'll take the prayer request of anyone who wants to share what you would like for us to pray for. And God has given many, 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 many miracles through this. Amen. Amen. Many miracles. Why do you do this? Well, you're going to learn that repetition is from the Lord. Amen. Look at how many times he repeated the Ten Commandments, and all about, and even in the New Testament, the Ten Commandments about thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And I don't believe in trying to fix something that's broke. It's not broke. God is doing many, many miracles through this. The enemy wouldn't be trying to fix it because he doesn't want it to happen. But if you got a prayer request, I'm opening the line to you. Express it. You want to call a name out that you want on the prayer line, a prayer request, praying for, that's fine too. But the line is open to you. One of my sisters can take that if they will. Amen. I'll wait for you just a moment. Anybody want to take it? If so, the line is open to you. All right, let's have our prayer request.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It must be fading in and out, but God bless you. I will take that, the prayer request.
All right, then. Go ahead.
God bless you, and good morning to everyone once again. If you have a prayer request, just make it known unto the Lord. Who will be the first one?
Good morning, Sister Peterson. Praise the Lord, please. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening our body and our mind. You know, that I was telling you, she had the ball. She kind of littered by going out. So this Lord give us strength. Pray for her mind.
Her first name
also, is Letha Thompson. And pray for me that, this virus that I have, that it's better, but I'm still having a problem with this virus I have. And pray for me and pray for my mind, free my spirit.
Amen. God bless you. God bless. Amen. Someone else.
Thank the Lord. And Lord, thank the Lord again. And Mother
right.
God, I just ask you all to pray for my finance. I'm asking the Lord to bless me with $1,200 on to what I get a month so I can be able to take care of everything that I have. So I'm just asking him maybe bless me to get a little part-time job or something. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, God. All right. Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
All right. God bless you, Sister Lucille. Someone else, if you have a prayer request, just jump right in.
Mother Johnson, Kansas City. I'm asking for prayer for my grandson, and they have a I'm asking the Lord to bring him out from behind the walls. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. What? Anyone else? Praise God.
Praise the Lord. My God, I hope it'll be tonight.
Praise the Lord. We're taking prayer requests. Amen. If this is it, we will pray. And
Father
thank
Dickie,
God.
I want to request prayer for a member of my church, Sister Tina, and also I have unspoken.
Mm-hmm. Okay, God bless you.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm having a little problem with someone who's sleepy. If you know you are sleepy, mute your line. It's star 4 and mute your line, please. All right, go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise God. I know we might be having a little telephone problem this morning, but if you have a prayer request and you can hear us, jump right in and give it, or we will pray and we will include you. Amen. God bless you. Sister Garnett. God bless you.
For my son, Tyree, and for the convention to be successful.
Okay, for your son in the convention. God bless you so much. Amen. Praise God. We will pray at this time then. Praise God. Lord, we thank you right now. As we come before you, Lord Jesus, asking forgiveness for all unrighteousness, iniquity, O God, and all sin in Jesus' name, we ask right now, Lord God, that you will wash us, that you will make us white as snow, that you will purge us, oh God, purge our spirits. Let us have a clean spirit, a clean heart in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for the anointing on the prayer line. We thank you, hallelujah, for anointed leaders. We thank you for the anointing upon Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. And we pray right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that you continue to bless them, bless the family, the children, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless the grandchildren, the grandson, oh God, in your mighty name. Lord God, we ask that whatever process is going on in his life and in his situation, we ask that it, you speed it up, oh God, hallelujah, make it sooner than later in your mighty name, and we will praise you and glorify your name. Lord, we thank you right now for Mother Peterson. We pray that you bless her and look on her, Lord God. Bless her from head to toe. Touch her body, Lord God. Heal her body, oh God. Give her the wisdom. Give her the strength, oh God, to pull herself up and to be lifted up above the storm in Jesus' name. Touch and heal, oh God. Touch her auntie in your mighty name right now. Look on her, Lord Jesus. Bring salvation into the family in your name. We ask, oh God, and we pray right now that your anointing, hallelujah, be upon the entire family. And we thank you and praise you. Bless Mother Johnson in Indiana, oh God. She's asking for a specific amount. But, Lord, if you see fit, increase it in Jesus' name. And thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for letting your sun shine on her, letting your face and grace be upon her, oh God. Let your mercy, oh God, be on her in Jesus' name. You said your mercy endured forever in your mighty name. And we thank you, oh God, because you are the God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that has dominion over everything, and we praise you for it. Bless us to Lucille in a special way. Bless that unspoken request, Lord God, in your mighty name. Touch her family, her children. Touch in her home, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch her children in the schoolwork, oh God. Touch her and purge her, Lord Jesus. Give her to, oh God, hallelujah. Call on you even the more in your mighty name. And pray, oh God, in the home, praying for her children, over the doors when they go in and out. Bless their going and their coming, oh God. Cover
yes,
them with
Lord,
your blood.
You.
Shield them, Lord Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Shield, oh God, huh, with your mighty hand of protection right now. Bless Mother Digby in a special way, Lord Jesus. Bless her family, her grandchildren. In your mighty name, bless those, oh God, that have been on the prayer line, the youth line, in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Tina, Lord, and bless that unspoken request that is before you. You know how to answer. You know how to come in a secret place, oh God. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For helping us to be overcomers and victorious in you, in Jesus' name. Bring victory in her life in your mighty name, oh God, where that unspoken request is. Hallelujah. Let it be righteousness. Let it be committed to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your windows of heaven be open up, that, and you pour out the blessings. We don't have room to receive. Bless Sister Garnett in a special way, oh God. Look on her and thank you, oh God, for her. Thank you for her heart, oh God, reaching out to others. Always looking out for someone else. Always putting others up before you for prayer. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, bless us, son Tyree, oh God. Bless the convention in Jesus' name. Let everyone on the prayer line, Lord God, be able to attend. Let everyone on the prayer line be able to call in and make the deadline in Jesus' name. Cover with your blood right now. Bless each and every one as they travel. And then those that are traveling now that are on the prayer line, oh God, bless them in Jesus' name. Bless Dr. Stearns. Bless her family, her husband, oh God, in Jesus' name. Look on them right now. Watch it heal, oh God. We're looking for a miracle. Hallelujah. We're expecting a miracle. We're expecting your anointing in Jesus' name. Fall afresh on him, Lord Jesus. Right now, oh God. Hallelujah. Let him be rejoicing in your word and in you, oh God. Let him rejoice in your love and in the favor that you've put upon their lives. Touch and heal, oh God.
Heal, Lord, right now, oh God.
Look on them, look on them, look on them. Let your angels, huh?
Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory,
thank
glory.
You.
Let the angels encamp about
thank
them
you.
In Jesus' name and bring
thank
them
you,
healing,
thank you, thank
deliverance, and joy, oh God, in the Holy Ghost. And we thank you because no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And you say we have not because we ask not. But, oh, God, today we're asking right now. We know the enemy is angry. We know he's upset. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've already kicked out his front teeth. Hallelujah, we've already kicked him in the head. We've already punched him in the eye. We've already hit him, oh, God. Hallelujah, stepped on his neck. And we pray right now that he be under our feet. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We thank you, thank you, thank you for your healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your touch. Bless Sister Gina, oh God, in a special way. In Jesus' name, lift a heart in your name, oh God. Bless and heal.
Thank you, thank you.
Bring healing, oh God. Touch right now. Heal, 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 Lord Jesus. In your mighty name. Intervene, oh God. In every where the enemy is trying to come in. We ask, oh God, that you would bind them in Jesus' name. Bind them and cast them out, Lord God. Give your saints strength to stand. Keep them, oh God, from falling. Present them, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Present them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, so they will give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we want to be holy. We want to live right. We want to praise your name. We will exalt you, oh God. We will glorify you. And we thank you right now, oh God, for lifting us above the storm. Lifting us above, oh God. Hallelujah. The enemy's works and his tricks, oh God. We thank you right now for going in behind the prison walls, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For giving the inmates peace of mind, oh God. Give them peace of mind, Lord Jesus. Let them have a mind to read your word. Study your word, oh God. Let them, hallelujah, let your word dwell within them richly, oh God. Keep them, oh God, from hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name. We know they're in a volatile situation, but we pray right now that you would give them peace that surpasses all understanding. And we pray right now, Lord Jesus, for Kanaha. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every family on the prayer line, every
thank
individual
you.
On the prayer line, near and far. Bless, oh God,
yes.
Even in
hallelujah.
The blog line, in Jesus' name. On GMAP,
you.
Oh God, bless. On, hallelujah, the conference calls, oh God, bless. Bless
thank
in every
you.
Home. In Jesus' name, we give it to you, Lord. We give it to you. There's no other help we know. No other help we know. We pray, oh God, for joy, unspeakable joy. And we thank you right now for the change you've made in our lives. And we're expecting your miracles. We're expecting your healing. We're expecting your blessings. And we will shout hallelujah to your name. We expect, oh God, to see the manifestation of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you right now, oh God, for redeeming our souls from the pits of hell. Thank you right now, Lord God, as we give you glory and adoration in your mighty name. We will praise you and we will thank you. We will keep on praising and thanking you in Jesus' name. Touch, 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 oh God. We bind sickness, heart attack, cancer, stroke. We bind it, oh God. Liver failure, we bind it, oh God. Hallelujah. Weakness in the knees. Hallelujah. Weakness in the joints. Weakness in the back. We bind the sickness. We bind illness. We bind ailments. We cast off attachments in Jesus' name. We glorify your name right now. We rebuke habits, oh God. Hallelujah. Habits that are people have been unable to stop doing. We rebuke it in your mighty name. We pray that you be glorified right now in Jesus' name. We will lift you up. We will lift up the prayer line. We will lift up our leaders in Jesus' name. We will lift up the convention, oh God, and we give it all to you and we count it done. We count it those things that are not as though they were, and we expect a glorious time in Jesus' name. And right now, oh God, we will praise you with all we know, our soul, mind, and strength in Jesus' name. We will glorify you and amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless you. Wonderful. Amen. I want to take time here at the close of our prayer line today to just encourage all of you to plan on coming to the convention. Ask the Lord. You have not because you ask not. Ask the Lord to make a way out of no way. Somebody has tragedy in your, and God forbid, if somebody has tragedy, you always you go to God and say, Lord, I want to go to such and so and so. Why don't you have that much compassion on God? God, I want to go and help you be in praises to you. That's why I want to give you the purpose. Come help us give God a billion praises. And then people around your neighborhood ask you what you're going for. I'm going to help give God a billion praises. Now, somebody may help you come. Let them know that you're coming to help give God a billion praises. Amen. We're going to have it hooked up live stream as well as the Facebook and Twitter and everything else, trying to get God at least a billion, maybe more. First time we did this, we tried to get him a billion praises. We got over 2 billion praises. So tell folk that you're going to help give God a billion praises. Amen. That's June the 19th through the 22nd. Come and stay a few days. We're not going to tire you out. I don't believe in exhausting people like that. But I will ask you to help me give God a billion praises while you're here. Amen. On Thursday night, we're having Bishop Jack Vaughn. He will be speaking. And on Friday night, Bishop L.F. Houston will be speaking. I think Dr. Pfeiffer is presiding on Thursday night. Friday night, I think Prophet Stiff is presiding. And Saturday night, Dr. Stern and Deaconess Gina Hodges. That's the Founders Night on Saturday night. Need y'all to be there for that. Saturday night, sure. And we're going to be doing so many things, and we're giving God a billion praises. Help me on that Friday night, many of you, some of you coming on that Thursday to help us give them. We're going to start it on that Thursday, help give God a billion praises. And we invited some of you to come help us do that billion praises on Thursday and Friday. We'll finish it up, if the Lord says the same, on Father's Founders Night on Saturday. Amen. There are many things. But we're having Pastors or Heroes Award. Amen. And so many other things. It's going to be phenomenal, phenomenal. Not trying to load it up with this kind of class and that kind of class. And we can do that. Believe me, we can do that. All kind of classes and things. But I haven't felt led to do all that. God just said, keep it simple. Let the people come and enjoy themselves. And you want to go out and get a sandwich and want to go out and go sightseeing, things like that. Some of y'all may want to come and see Amazing Race. Amen. We're in the process of trying to renovate Amazing Race. God bless us. And all glory be to God. When we walk in our building, amen, we burnt the note. Amen. You might say it was paid for when we walked in. Amen. And now we're renovating our building. And we're in about 26,000 square feet that the Lord gave us, and he's adding to it. So you may want to do that, but you know, I'm trying to tire you out. Come on. Come on to the convention, June the 19th through the 22nd, in Kansas City, Kansas, at the Jack Reardon Convention Center. We'll be staying there at the Hilton Garden Hotel in Kansas City, Kansas. That's a nice thing we could find. In Kansas City, Kansas, which is a very nice hotel. And the number to the Hilton, if you're going to make reservations, call them and say, I need to make reservations on the first fruits. Don't be a type of person trying to search all around town to try to beat that. No, no. We've already searched for you. The Hilton Garden Inn, and the phone number, get your pens, get your pencils, phone number, 342-7900. Now that area code is 913 area code, and then the number is 342-7900. Amen. Got good rates there for you. Amen. Buy some of you. They got doubles, and some of y'all can stay four to a room, which would almost be nothing for you on a hotel. Some of y'all could stay two to a room. But let's come, and there is power in numbers, amen. There's strength, and I need for us to stick together. The first fruits, give them the name first fruits, so they can give you that rate. And we want to stick together. There's power in numbers like that. Amen. Now, we invite you. You've been invited many times, but need to know pretty well who's coming and who's not coming. Because if you're having dinner at your house, come on, come on, come on. Let's be real. Just go with me, common sense here. If you're having dinner at your house, you need to know who's coming. Don't be showing up all four and five, bringing 10 or 15 people with you, and you haven't told nobody they're coming. You may not have enough food. You know? And we will, but you understand what I'm saying. It's very, very important. Amen. I'll be giving a number from here on out, a number where you can call and let us know you're coming, amen. I believe the number is 766-5130. I just got to check it. Try that. 766-5130. Yeah. All right. God bless you. You know, we've been ending up a little early. Not as many people have prayer requests. God, if you use what I'm telling you, and listen and not be stubborn, but obey. You know, the Bible tells us stubbornness like the spirit of witchcraft. I'm giving you instructions. Catch them and do as the Lord has given to me to ask you to do. And there are less prayer requests. Have you noticed? Why? I believe the Lord, y'all caught on to that thank you, thank you, thank you. And somebody said it the other day, the Lord just does things for me. He just solves problems. All I just be doing is thanking him. And before I call, Isaiah 65:24, before you call, he will answer. And while you're yet speaking, the Lord will hear you. And he'll do things for you that you haven't even got out of your mouth yet because you thanked him. I tell you, somebody said on the other line, on the prayer line the other day, you can thank your way to a miracle. Amen. Just keep thanking him. And see, won't, shut up, say. And see, won't God give you a miracle. All right, I'm going to let you go today. I'm kind of worn and tired of my body. Got a lot of things going. Some of y'all think the prayer line is all we have. No, no, no. Add on to that several things. Mother Johnson, I'm going to get some rest, though. Lady Betty, I'm going to get some rest. So,
thank you,
okay.
The Lord bless all of you and keep you. And we love you. Love you so much from the depths of our heart. Keep us in your prayers. I'll say it like this. If God was using, if you knew a person, and I'll be all right, but if you knew a person was being led of God to lead people not just on this prayer line, but all over the world into giving God 1,000 praises a day, do you think the devil would try to attack him or not?
Yes.
Well, if your answer is yes, I believe he would. Well, why don't you pray for me? I need a lot of prayer. Amen.
Yes.
And I can keep on and show you other things that God is doing. If a person announced that he's trying to get God at least 50 billion praises, do you think the enemy would try to come against him or not? Well, if you think so, I need a lot of prayer. I need you to help me. I need you to pray for me and keep my name out there before the Lord. I'm not afraid of nothing. God's going to protect me. Yes, he is with me. But prayer does change things. I mean, y'all don't know it, but some of you mothers who've been praying for me, the reason why I didn't break my leg, and God forbid, don't let it happen, Lord, by an enemy. The other day, a fellow Brother Lawson.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Is that Brother Lawson or who is that? I said, have a blessed day, saints. Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.